Hello, friends, and welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internets. Today, we are talking about Chicory. This is our combo of our third and fourth week of the chat. Chicory was released in June of 2021, developed by Greg Lobanov, Alexis Dean Jones, Lena Rain, Madeline Berger, and Achelle Napit. It was published by Finji. It is available on Steam and PlayStation 4 and 5. A summary of the game. Chicory, A Colorful Tale, is a top-down adventure game in a coloring book world where you can draw on anything. Use your painting powers to explore new places, solve puzzles, help your friends, and change the world. Something terrible happened. Chicory, superstar artist and wielder of the brush, is missing, and all the color in the land vanished with her. It's up to you, Chicory's number one fan, to pick up the brush and fill in for her. It's a big job, but you're ready for it. Probably. So every week, we like to have an intro question to help you, our listeners, get to know our chatters a little bit better. This week's question has to do tangentially with what we're talking about this week with the game. After Chapter 5, Chicory goes on wielder trials, which are all different things that she has to do to kind of help her figure out what's going on with the brush and with the world. So in light of all the different trials she has to do, it got me thinking about weird games that we played in gym growing up. So listeners, what are some weird things that you had to do for gym class? Starting at the top.
This is Franco. I wouldn't quite call it gym class, but I was in high school. I was on the track team as a shot putter.
Ooh, wow.
And one day of practice, the coach thought it would be a great idea to have everybody do a pentathlon, five events instead of ten events. So the funny part is, the point is, the last one was like a little bit over a quarter mile, two laps around a one-fifth of a mile track.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all the guys doing perfect, all the guys, you know, heel in the backstretch as the second lap. I said, oh, now's the time to kick. So I kicked, got by him, I hit the turn, and I never realized how tough it is to make that turn at high speed.
On the outside, yes.
On the outside. Ugh. And it's like my energy meter went,
oh, no.
First to dead last.
Oh, no.
So it's like, next time, kick coming out of the last turn. Okay. Oh, God.
Well, that's awesome. I didn't know you did shot put. That's awesome. I'm going to come and talk to you about all of the Olympics from here on out.
Okay.
That's awesome. This is Madeline. I think one semester in, I think it was sixth grade, our gym teacher either gave up or was really bored and was like, I'm going to have y'all pair up. And then every week in gym class or every day in gym class, a different group of you are going to present a game that you invented to play. And so we had played this game previously in gym, which was like supposed to simulate, I guess, escaping from prison, escaping from prison, basically. Like, we were on these little, like, I don't know what they're called. They're little platforms that you can just basically sit on. Yeah. And they're on wheels, with little handles. And so we had those and like jump ropes, and we had to like get all of our group from like one side to the other without any of us touching the ground. And then like periodically the gym teacher would like flick on and off the lights to simulate a searchlight. I'm pretty sure we cheated because there's no way. Cause like we would like throw the jump rope out and then like scoot along the jump rope. But like you have to pick the jump rope off the floor to be able to scoot out a lot. Anyway. So I don't remember what exactly our game was, but our game was some variation on that, but also with like rubber chickens and dodgeballs. Yeah, it wasn't really a game, but we liked using all of the gym props that were available to us, so we did. That's the weirdest thing we ever did in gym.
Nice. This is Chris. The only thing that I can really think of is back maybe 10, 15-ish so years ago, I used to be help or be a staff counselor or whatever for this like Christian camp thing that happened every year. And they really enjoyed putting kids in gross situations with food and stuff.
Oh.
for team building activities.
Well,
they had a really weird obsession with flour. And I never understood that, but so it's just like, yeah, it was just like always ways to get kids messy and everything. But there was one in particular that would always gross me out the most, and I have vague memories of it, and I think I blocked most of it out because it's just like raw eggs always kind of freak me out. But it was essentially like you had this like plastic tarp, I believe, and the kids got like underneath it, and someone would crack an egg on one end, and you had to transfer the egg from one end to the other, sort of like in a conveyor belt, try and get it all the way to the end into like a cup or something, with as much of it in still there, I guess, not like dropping it. But yeah, it's just, that was like one of the one things that always like kind of grossed me out the most. Cause it's like, I love eggs, but it's just raw eggs. It's just like,
Ugh. Yeah.
There was a bunch of other stuff too that, but I've blocked most of that out of my mind. I don't like getting messy for the sake of entertainment or whatever.
Or other people's entertainment.
Yeah.
Not even like you're on the whatever that Nick game show was where you got slimed. Like, at least then you get to be on TV. But yeah.
Well, I mean, there are times, but it's just like, I just hate being sticky and...
Yes. Yep. So yeah, that's our stories about weird things that we had to do in gym and physical activity for your enjoyment, listeners. So this week we're going to start with chapter 5, which is called The Source. This one is kind of probably one of the shorter chapters in the game. So we just finished kind of figuring out what's going on a little bit. And your character is walking around and talking to people, and there are both the bugs down in the feast. Oh, yeah. I think feast is what it's called. Yep. In the bug village. But then even more people as your character gets out back on the surface and around, and there are a lot more spooky trees and dark roots, and they seem to be a problem for a lot of people. Anything else? What all else did you get to do or have to do is part of your wielder duties in this chapter?
I don't remember much of chapter 5.
Chapter 5 was, pretty short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a minor thing going on. And then you basically the big power up was you'd now swim through water.
Yeah.
Yep. This one, you do have a you finally go to talk to Chicory after you talk to a bunch of other people and say, hey, there's a bunch of evil trees all around and there's a bunch like right around your tower. This is a problem. And then you end up having to fight Chicory, but like actual Chicory. And she seems to mostly fight you just with paint. Yeah. Although there's not really much you can do offensively in this battle. It's mostly just avoid.
Yeah.
Avoid Which, her.
It took me a while to figure that part out. It was like, I was doing both and I'm like, I don't think painting is doing anything. After about, yep. 5 minutes into it, I'm like, I think I'm just supposed to dodge.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. But ultimately, Chicory does come around and decide that, even though she feels like this is all her fault, your character tells her, there was like an evil me that I was fighting too. We feel like that this is all going back to something we have in common. It must be the brush, right? So she decides to work with you through some wielder trials to get to know, get to work, to connect better with some past wielders, but also mostly just get to know Chicory a little bit better, and get new things to do with your brush. Which trial did y'all do first? There were four different ones to choose from.
Well, let me just, I was going to say, after I learned how to, swim, mm-hmm. I spent almost like 2 hours, 2.5 hours going over the whole map, coloring all the water.
Yes.
And all the exit routes out of the water. So mm-hmm. I actually ended up picking up a lot of stuff, a lot of gifts that you couldn't pick up before and stuff like that, just from the general. And then along that, I saw Chicory on the edges, but I knew not that to converse with them or would kick off a trial. So it was like, it was like 2.5-3 hours of just exploring all the waterways and where all the water took me. It was pretty interesting, pretty fun.
Yeah.
Especially with go ahead.
I kind of wish the trials were more linear.
Mm-hmm.
In that, because it's just, I don't know. There's one that the Brunch Canyon, which feels like it definitely should be the last one, but you mm-hmm. could play that whenever.
Yeah.
So as soon as I heard that you could paint on water and everything, I was like, oh, I'll go down to what was it, dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Or the whatever the one was, the bottom left, because there's
that Moon Isles.
Yeah, something where your parents live.
Yeah, in dinner.
Because there's that one little island that has the present, and I'm like, oh, I can finally get there now and grab
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So I get in the water, and then I just start swimming, and then I bump into Spoon's Island, and then I'm exploring there, and then I bump into Chicory. So when you bump into Chicory, you don't even have to interact. It just immediately starts talking.
So, oh, God. Yeah, so you're like committed.
Yeah, so it's like I had no choice at that point to then start the trials. So then I finished all that, which was fine. I found it relatively easy to go through.
Yeah, Spoon Isle was pretty easy.
And then later on, it's like I go all the way up north because I figure I'm on this side of the map. I might as well try and get and do a trial on this side. So I get to a point where I can see Chicory, but I can't get to her because there's boulders in the way. And I'm just going like all over the place trying to find a way to get up there. So finally, it's like I call my parents, and father finally gets on the line and he's like, oh yeah, you gotta go north, northwest. And it's like, I suggest you do this one because it's the easiest one out of all of them. Like, okay. So, and then he mentioned geysers. So, like, as I'm up there, I'm seeing these, like, weird holes in the on the ground.
Yeah.
But it's like, I had no idea what they were. So finally, I was like, let me see if I can paint these. So once you paint them, like, all this paint starts gushing out. And then if you do your little Splatoon action, you can ride them up and end up jumping up to where the paint is ending. And then that's how you get to Chicory for there. But for Desert Peak, I found that as like one of the hardest trials to do.
Yeah, out
of all of them so far.
Yeah, I'm I don't know how far I'm into it, but it's like the introduction of the clouds and and the wind factor.
Yeah,
you have to time it now with wind, whether the wind's died down or whether or not you can make it. A jump or not is dictated by whether or not the wind's blowing.
Yeah, like that was just annoying. I don't know how that one was the easier one.
Mm.
But then the other thing too is, while I'm trying to figure out how to get up there, I stumbled upon this other little town, and I go into this one building, which ends up being a hotel. And they're all freaking out because someone stole all the furniture in the presidential suite. So I'm like, all right, well, I might as well just do this while I'm here. And you have to go around and take pictures of evidence that you find.
Really?
And I was like, so like you go into a cave and you find this alligator who's just surrounded by like all this stolen furniture. Who just openly admits to love that he loves to steal things. It's like, so then it's like you finally like get all the evidence, and so you go back to the hotel and you talk to the people there, and you have to go behind the hotel too to find like another bit of evidence, and there's a dog there. That's a tourist, and like, oh, I love this part of the town because like I guess all the trash is there. But then you find out that that the alligator had left these marks like all over the town because he spilt squeeze on himself and everything, which
oh,
is
no.
like juice thing that they eat there. But like. So immediately like you accuse him, it's like, but and then the dog pipes up, it's like, well, what, you haven't even interrogated me. So so then you start talking to the dog and it's like, well, did you have anything to do with it? Dog's like, no. And then you start talking to the alligator and he's like, yeah, I love to steal stuff. It's like, I stole a bunch of squeeze and I got it all over myself, but I didn't steal any of the furniture. So then finally the manager of the hotel starts yelling and breaking down, saying, it's like, I was up in the, it was me that got rid of all the furniture because they were up there and like drinking or eating the squeeze and they got the squeeze all over the furniture and they freaked out. So they were trying to clean it and it wasn't, the stains weren't coming off. So they decided to wash the furniture in the hot spring, but all the furniture sank to the bottom of the spring. So it was just like, I don't have time for this. I need to get back.
Yeah. All during a trial. Yeah.
Yeah. So finally I found my way up to the Desert Peak trial, got that all handled. And I got to say, you sing a song with Chicory at the top. You know, it's a nice song, but it was not ported well for the PC. Because it's just like, you have to like, there are points where you have to aggressively move your mouse all over the screen to hit the correct notes. And then you're really not quite sure what you're supposed to do with the mouse and like when you're hit it. And then it's like, it's almost like some of the time it didn't even give you enough time to move on to the next one as you're clicking on the words.
Was this any different from like the playing? I'm assuming this is different than playing music with the character that was standing on the roof in one of the other regions.
Because it wasn't like the Wander Song type.
Yeah, because
thing. This was more like Parappa the Rapper type of.
Oh, okay.
Like, rhythm.
Like a rhythm game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once I figured that out, I then ended up going to Brunch Canyon and doing that one because I didn't know any better. I was like, all right, I'm already up north. I might as well just move over to the right and do that one. And then I'll do the one on the bottom at the end. But I guess I was wrong in doing that, doing it that way, just like story wise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. I did Spoon Islands, and that introduced, I guess, even the thing calls it circuit nodes, or where you have to use. Well, you probably haven't even seen what the stones that rise up when you press a button.
The elevators.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The elevators. They introduce it, and then with where the elevators and the buttons are on the same screen.
Oh yeah.
And as it gets tougher, they move the buttons to a different screen, so you have to go shuttle back and forth.
Yeah, but that wasn't too hard to figure out too. Luckily, they didn't. The buttons were pretty much in the same configuration as to the platforms or the elevators. So,
did you do Spoons?
Yeah, I did Spoons.
Oh, okay, with the big they introduced the big master circuit where it's like you got to now there's four that branch off and have to go figure out four of them.
Yeah.
So that was I had to check a couple walkthroughs a couple times, just mainly you know what for to get the gifts.
Yeah.
The circuit of cells was, you know, you just trial and error. There's usually, there's two paths in, but only one is correct.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yeah, because sometimes it would block your path if you chose the wrong.
Right. So, yeah, I did that. I did Spoons. I did the Banquet Forest, which I thought was pretty... It was just long, I thought. It seemed, the forest seemed to be the longest one.
Okay.
And looking for the paintbrush flowers. Seemed to be had to go at least at three or four areas before you even got to the first flower. If I had to rate them, Banquet wouldn't be on the top. I'm liking Desert Peak, even though you have to adjust a little. It's a little bit more straightforward, and it's just a matter of getting the timing right. And you're using not all of it, but you're really using the wall climbing a lot.
Yeah.
And the swimming a lot. It's very subtle. It's very small patches of the stuff. So you have to, there was one I spent like 10 minutes when I'm like, I'm not getting it. And then at the very top, there's a small patch of river to let you loop over something. I'm like, oh my God, how did I not see this? You know? So.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I enjoyed Spoons Island the most so far.
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
You know? Although, what was the one that left you off at the beach? Gave you a shortcut to the beach, but it really didn't help. I think it was Spoons Island. Or no, it might have been the forest.
Where it ends you at the...
It ends you in a certain area, but I noticed there's a sign, and I was like, let me work my way over to that. And it said, shortcut to the beach. It's like, oh, okay, maybe this is a shortcut to get to a bench. Yeah, no.
No. Would that we could be so lucky.
Yeah.
Not this one.
Yeah, so what's after the trials?
that I think you end up climbing the wielder tower to then fight the corruption.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after all the trials, you talk to Chicory. So this is spoilers for what you'll have to do for next week. You talk to Chicory, and Chicory's like, we have to destroy the brush.
Oh.
Because the brush is the thing that we have in common. And then you have a lot of those different fights.
Oh, boy.
Like, you destroy the brush, and then you... Anyway, yeah, you have a lot of those fights.
Okay.
I won't spoil everything, but yeah.
Are we going to go another week?
Yes.
Okay.
We have, yeah. So, if you looked at our schedule on our website, friends and listeners, before this, you will notice that today is supposed to be the last chat for Chicory, and we... did not realize that when we divvied up the chapters for Chicory. And so technically we have two more chapters. So technically one more week, because we haven't finished playing through. So what we're going to do, I think, is we're going to end up skipping one of the games later on this year. One of the one weekers, I think we're going to skip Ifana Winter's Night for Travelers, which was one of my suggestions that is okay to skip, because it wasn't one that I cared a ton about. So if we skip that, then we have enough time to finish out Chicory and discuss totally and keep everything else kind of in a nice, neat line. So I think that's what we're going to do. Although I'm not saying that we couldn't still play that game.
We could have a bail game, and, you know,
yeah,
and we bail out on. Oh, we can fill in now.
Yeah. So if we have a game we bail out on, then we may fill in with that. Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, so far, I've delivered, like, two letters by accident.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, you know, as I'm going through filling in the water and check... Oh, did you find the... what is it? What river is it? The Spitz River? I forget. What is it? The river that runs through the middle of the western part. But anyway, there's two bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath the bridges, there's two gift boxes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, some of the bridges have trash, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I'm up to 30 kittens.
I'm up to 33 or so.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of helped. I mean, they added something to the camera where, Madeline, where... There's a section where it looks like a little kitten face, and it shows you what in each section how many kittens you're missing.
Ooh, that's nice. That's really nice.
But those areas are kind of big, so it's like you end up wandering around for a while.
Where is it? Where is it?
Narrows it down, but it really doesn't narrow it down.
I've discovered that there are some areas that have hidden presence.
So yes, it like looks like a little sparkle.
A little sparkle, yeah, yeah. A little sparkle, yeah.
Yeah.
What fancy presents have you gotten?
I got a robot costume.
Oh, nice. I didn't get to get the T-Rex head?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, because that's part...
That's awesome.
I think it's a caveman dress or something like that. Oh, I forget. Yeah. I forget what the bottom that goes with that was.
Yeah, I put that on for a little bit. Like, all right.
Yeah, I think, what's her name, needs it for one of her costumes.
Yeah, okay.
I forget. That was a weird one. It was like the T-Rex head and then a doctor, you find a science, and what I think it was one of the trials, you find a science coat, lab coat.
Yeah.
But it's...
Scientist. Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I mean, I guess if you really got into... I mean, I'm not finding anything, you know, interesting or intriguing about the brush shapes.
Yeah.
It's like I'm too busy, you know.
There is, when you do get to the beach, if you go look around in that area, there is a like a laboratory type of place that will give you a palette brush that lets you create your own color palette.
Mm. Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. About time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I have four shades of water going out throughout the map because of the different palettes in each area.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's I had to take your time. Yeah, I mean, it's a little. I mean, some of the most, a lot of the stuff in the south is easier to get to because of the water.
Yeah,
which they had an equivalent thing for the northern part. And
northern just all mountains.
Yeah, yeah, and the swamp, and you have to like sort of. Well, the swamp isn't that tough, but.
Yeah. Oh, I will say, what is it, Brunch Canyon? There are parts that are hard to get to because it's like complete corruption and you need mm-hmm. to go over it. And then it's like actively taking back over the paint as you're coloring it.
Oh, so you gotta be quick about it, yeah.
So it's like you gotta be coloring as you're moving through it. So it's just, it's a pain because it's like worse than trying to time yourself. Because it's like, it's easier to fill the area and then try and run through it than trying to color a path through because it's like almost eating the paint as you're coloring it.
Going up Desert Mountain or Desert Forest. Desert Forest? Desert Mountain. Desert Mountain. They introduced, with the wind and stuff, they had an exploding wall. And the winds, if you get rid of the rocks that are in front of the exploding ball, the ball starts to drift. The next one starts to drift across the screen. And it's like, you got to run to like get it exactly at the right spot to start. And you got to stay like almost ahead of it to push it to the spot where you want to go.
Yep.
That was pretty fun. Yeah, most of it, I mean, I'd say 75% of it's pretty intuive. There's a couple there's a couple times I had to like, okay, I'm not getting what I'm supposed to be doing with this one. It looks, or it's like it's a jump's just not making it. I'm like, am I supposed to even be trying this jump? You know, and a lot of times it's not even, you know.
There's a bunch of mechanics in the game that like, I just wish that they would explain rather than having you waste all this time to figure it out for yourself. Because it's just aimless wandering and frustration.
Yeah, the plants were kind of... That's a couple times I had to look up with the plants because the plants can move in multiple directions.
Yeah.
But you only get two moves, so it's like you had to like a lot of trial and error seeing where they went.
Yep.
And some were like, the toughest part is it's a two-dimensional world with three-dimensional aspects. You know, you have to try to figure out what level vertically you're on.
Yep.
And whether or not you can go certain places. They just try to do it with 8-bit graphics, so it's a little...
yeah.
A little frustrating at times. What else? Let's see. Well, where did you take? I think we both did. Which one did you go and talk to Chicory after? The forest, or no? Was it Spoon Islands? One of the three. Yeah, you go talk to. Not Desert Peak. Is either Banquet or Spoons. After you finish it, she asked you, you want to go hang out someplace?
That must be after the second trial, because that happened to me at Desert Peak.
happen after two trials, no matter what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. So what did you go hang out?
We went to Slice.
Ah, we both went to Slice.
And how was it?
You know what? At the end of each trials, it seems like you have a nice long conversation with Chicory and do a lot of exposition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll see what the exposition is at the end of Desert Peak.
Yeah, and she's finally coming around to realizing that she's not completely alone.
Right.
Which is nice.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about her now versus at the beginning of the game when she was like, don't color my shit?
Yeah. Much better. I mean, I think both, Chicory and, your character is coming to the realizations that it's, not really any shortcoming or things that we did per se. It's a condition of the brush or whatever, this dark energy is doing to screw things up.
Especially what happened between her and Blackberry, which you find out in Brunch Canyon.
Okay.
So, which I won't spoil because it is kind of
important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of saw some of that on the way, but I feel like they weren't really trying to hide it early on in the game with Blackberry being so herself.
I forget where it was. There was one that was really tricky. It was like you almost had to repaint something really quick before you, and it was with those friggin' jumping mushrooms. I can't remember where it was.
There were a few like that.
You had to be really quick or place the paintbrush in advance someplace that you started jumping and you had to repaint something really quick to time it just right.
Yeah, because I think you had to jump on something first and then you had to jump back on it after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, the timing puzzles in this game are annoying because not only do you have to use, for PC in particular, not only do you have to use the mouse, but you have to use the keyboard keys at the same time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which gets even more confusing because it's just one side of your brain's trying to do one thing while the other is trying to do the other. Mm-hmm. And the two just can't focus at the same time. it's just really... Because you get focused on one action and then you try and add another action and it's just, it's difficult. So.
Go ahead.
No, keep going.
No, I was just going to say, trying to see if any more character surprises. I mean, in the one, I think it was Spoons. Or maybe, Spoons, I think. I actually did a half-dizzying self-portrait, too. Took my time. This time. There was a house that nobody answered the door?
Did you run into that? Desert.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Early on at Desert.
Yeah.
You go off to the right and that's weird.
Yeah, I was going to stop there on the way back down, but I took the waterfall back.
And they introduced for a couple secret areas, I think for gifts, this new kind of thing where it's like there's a really tiny sliver that you're supposed to paint and slide under.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple spots like that.
One of the houses up by the water has that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you're really pushing your
I know.
Of because I was looking at how to, it was one of the trial areas that it's like, go to this, and then before you go here, slide under there. And I was like, what? It's like, oh, man, you wouldn't even know. If somebody hadn't told me, I wouldn't know it was there. Then I knew then to look for. Yeah. So, no, it's, I mean, trying to, you know, as I'm running around doing the water and stuff, you know, it's like re-engaging everybody, seeing if everybody else has anything else to say. I did, I think there's like four, or I forget how many outfits. I can't think of her name now. She gives you sunglasses in return for you wearing specific outfits.
Yeah.
The really cool sheep.
Yeah.
I don't remember what their name is, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like as you go around talking to people, oh, you have a letter for them. I said, I do? I didn't even look. Yeah, that and the furniture. Well, you know what? The one with the beach, I couldn't figure out. I had like, I put down everything that would look, seemed to be the beach appropriate, and she's still not, there's not a party happening. So I'm like, I'm kind of stuck. I might have to look that up later.
Party happening?
Yeah. Oh, and then you decorate your house for your mom?
Oh, yeah.
Your mom pays you a visit.
Mom shows up. Sweet mom. I really like that you have a good relationship with your parents in this game.
Yeah.
And they're like helpful, good people. And like they're weird and they're awkward, but like they're not.
Right. They're typical parents.
Harmful. Yeah. It's really nice. It's very nice.
That's the classic mom wants to do one thing and dad's like, all right, here's the real scoop.
Here's the short version. Right.
So, yeah, hopefully it shouldn't be too much. I mean, I got one. Finish off, polish off Desert Peak, and then Brunch Canyon, and then whatever's left.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is the last segment long?
So, no. Once you finish the final chapter, you can keep playing.
Oh, good.
You can still, like, go around and talk to people and help Chicory clean up a couple things still. So, yeah, once you finish Chapter 10, there's still a couple of things to do. So don't feel like it's all done once you finish Chapter 10.
Got it.
Unless you've just been hardcore 100%ing the whole way, you know. It's very possible, Frank, knowing you, but...
No, if I'm bumping into it, I'm bumping into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of it, yeah, just me, my bad habit just of playing, you know, saving it for Monday and Tuesday. It's like you get a little crunch on it, and it's like, oh, well, eyes on the prize. Just go in the main story. Don't be wandering off too far. So.
Yep. Yep, yep. Favorite side character so far, or mini, not really mini games, but like little stuff you can do. Any favorites in this section?
I think not so much the delivery, because the delivery guy is really vague.
Oh, I forgot to mention. So. You have your little fan club there that wears your t-shirt design.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then like shows up to Slice and is like just so amazed about your logo design and everything. So if you talk to them at the beach, which is Brecky, I think.
Okay.
They give you a picture that they made of you. that they drew, and it's just a bunch of like gray splotches on paper.
Oh.
And it was so great because they're like, because they ask you what you think, and you can say it's like, oh, I love it, or it's like, it's okay. Like, there's like some, but they're like, I wanted to give it to you, and it's like, it's okay if you don't hang it up or anything. It's like, I'm just happy that I was able to give it to you. And I was like, but it was just like, you know, the small little interactions that you have with these people, and the way that they view the welder, it's just kind of like interesting, and it's kind of funny how they build in like a fan club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Into the game there. So
yeah, it's interesting. I run into like a lot of these areas now with the blank portraits, and it's like, I just don't have time to go back to the Art Academy.
Right.
I know.
I do all these, you know, here, draw this, and something incredibly complicated comes up. It's like, no, I don't want that. Not with the brush I have. It's all, you know, everything comes out blotchy, and, you know.
Yeah.
Although I have been, you know, as I'm visiting areas, I paint the trees a light pastel, like just to, you know, and the water, because it really, you know, when you look at the map, you just get, you know, if you don't do a lot of painting, you just get this plain white map, and it's kind of, yeah. So.
Yep. All right, anything else, friends?
That's all I have.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So for next week, finish your last wielder trial, play chapter 10, and anything you'd like to finish up in your post chapter 10 game. Thank you all so much for joining us, listeners. If you want more game chat, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under the Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date with what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat, on Instagram at the Game Chat, and search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or a question or a topic for our current game, and we might read it on the show. Email us at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. If you want to join in the chat, you can email us at jointhechat@thegamechat.net, or you can send us pictures of dogs, please and thank you, at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week, and we're finishing up Chicory. So until then, thank you for listening, and we will chat at you later. Goodbye.
Bye.